This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City, where the earth shook twice today. Thank God that he's here. I'm so happy. Thank you for being here, wherever you might be. Listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker, if you got one, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for two more hours. This is halftime of the show. And speaking of halftime, in Cleveland, Ohio right now, the South Carolina Gamecocks, the North Carolina State Wolfpack, they're at the half. This is the Final Four for the women. 32-31, South Carolina over North Carolina State. Camila Cardoza, she was losing her mind in that second quarter. She had 12 of South Carolina's 14 points. 16 points. And then she had to leave right before halftime. Had a lower leg injury and walked away with about 90 seconds left in the first half. We have no idea what her status is going to be. Obviously, if she is unavailable to return or doesn't return or returns at half strength or quarter strength, whatever it is, going to be difficult for this team to continue its undefeated streak. North Carolina State, they are competing. You know, earlier, Wes Moore, the head coach of North Carolina State, the women, Wes Moore told everybody, he's like, listen, it feels like we just showed up. And we're crashing a party. Nobody expected us to be here. Listen to Wes Moore.
We feel kind of like the party crashers. You know, I don't know that we got an invitation to this thing, but we're here. And so it's exciting. Really proud of these young ladies and what they've done the last few weeks, especially. We've gone through a juggernaut of really great teams to get here.
Hey, the mascot's name is Cocky. Did you see that? Did you see that?
For South Carolina, yeah, Cocky.
Did you know that was his name?
I did.
I never knew that was
great
his name.
Great name.
They could have named, I mean, it's a little bird, right?
Yeah. Rooster.
It's a rooster?
I believe, right? The official bird is a rooster.
Okay.
From the rooster family.
I need to be careful, right? Because South Carolina, I'm trying to look. Somebody messaged me yesterday, a friend of mine. She's getting her graduate degree. Not even grad. She's going to be a doctor. She says, I'm at East Carolina? And I go, yeah.
East Carolina.
Yeah, I know them. It's purple and yellow. And I go, what is their mascot again? I go, is it a bird? She goes, no, it's a pirate. I go, that's right. And she goes, aren't you supposed to know all of this? And I go, you think I know 130 D1 mascots? You think I do? And then forget D1. You think I know 300 mascots? Hickey, what the hell is, what is Hofstra? What are they? Do you know?
The Pride. Unfortunately, I have a lot of useless information in my brain.
The Lions?
Large capacity. The Pride.
They don't have a mascot, do they?
Like a, maybe.
The Hofstra Pride. Okay, what are they?
Lions. Like a Pride of Lions.
Yeah, but they don't have no mascot.
I don't think, I mean, they may have one lion, but I guess if you're advertising yourself or mascotting yourself, if you will, as the Pride, you can't have just one lion.
You got to have multiple lines.
Right. So I think you're right on that. I don't think they have just one line. If they do, it's a bad job.
I've been out to LSU so many times, I can't count. And I've told you, they're the Tigers. They got that one miserable-ass Tiger outside the football stadium.
Mike the Tiger.
Yeah. I'm not a PETA person. I'm not by any stretch of the imagination am I a PETA person. But I'm like, damn. Like, I walk by and I go, there's a football stadium, and there's the Tiger. And then I look at my skin, and then I look at the weather, and I go, it's 95 degrees out here, and it's 90% humidity, And here again is that lonely-ass tiger. I'm sweating. The tiger is in the water. Maybe he's better off than me. I'm like, how is a lonely-ass tiger in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just sitting on a rock? Like, does that sound appropriate?
Well, I mean, I will say, like, in the plains of Africa, like, it's pretty hot there where a lot of them, you know.
Well, it's Louisiana.
The jungle, right? They're not lions. They're tigers. So they're, I guess, more in the jungle. Maybe I take that back then.
But it's Louisiana, man.
No, you're right. But, hey, he eats meat in the shape of the opponent. So he's doing something, right?
Yeah, listen, man. We got animals in this country that live better than the humans. The Georgia Bulldog, I forgot what Ugga they're up to. Got to be like Ugga 25 by now. He got air conditioning. He's the only one in the football stadium sitting down. He's panting and trying to keep cool. And I'm like, man, you panting, you got AC. The rest of us are burning up out here at Sanford. You got AC. These animals.
Someone should tell Ugga, you know, calm down over there. You got it good. Made in the shade, literally.
Nah, he's living a good life. And shout outs to all the animal mascots. Why are we talking? Oh, because I saw Cocky, the Gamecocks mascot. Good for him. I would have given him a different name. Cocky is, I guess, good. So if he's Cocky, is there two of them? Like, where's the other one? Like, this is for the women's. Oh, I'm thinking the wolf pack. Does that, and I should know this because that's a proximity. Does that wolf got a name?
I got to look at it. Maybe Wolfie? I feel like that's, you know, pretty generic. You got a wolf mascot. Here's Wolfie.
Yeah, you can't name him North Carolina State mascot name. What is this thing called? Ah, Mr. and Mrs. Wolf?
Wolf?
A W-U-F as in wolf.
Huh.
And then another one is Tuffy. Tuffy 2. Yeah, okay.
Tuffy looks real, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a real wolf, I think.
It is. You're right.
That could be a little dangerous.
So Mr. Wolf is the mascot. The wolf mascot is North Carolina. Oh, here we go. Here, New York Times. Sheepdog in wolf's clothing. Actually, the mascot is crossbreed. Nice. The wolf pack mascot, Tuffy, a mix of German Shepherd, Alaskan, I don't know what the heck this is, Malamute, and Siberian Husky. Okay. Tuffy the Wolf is the official live mascot of the North Carolina State football team. Oh, my God. I guess you just bring your dog to work day and he became the mascot. That's just how it goes. Anyway. Shout outs to all the mascots, the hardworking mascots, and the animals who entertain millions. And Mr. Met as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. They're getting ready to get underway here in the second half. North Carolina, the Wolfpack, trailing South Carolina 32-31. Just trying to see if Camilo Cardoza is out there. Dawn Staley is currently huddling up with her team. They just broke the huddle. Camilla Cardoza is out there. Needed some help to get up out her chair. Has a slight limp. Exchange looked like her black leg sleeve and has some kinesio tape on her left leg. These are the type of games where you kind of bust it up and then you take over. Yeah, I had a bad leg, and yeah, I had the limp to the back, but now I'm just going to bust ass. And so we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on the first basket of the second half by South Carolina. 34-31, they lead North Carolina State. Now, someone who missed out on the tournament, missed out on the glitz, missed out on the glamour, missed out on the opportunity, it's LeBron James' son, Bronny James. USC was a complete disaster this season. So much so, they just brought in Eric Musselman as their new head coach. And as a result, typically you bring in a new coach. The coach wants to bring in his own people. And so what does that mean? Upheaval. Players get to move on. Coach brings in his own guys. And so it was rumored for multiple days that Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, was going to enter in to the transfer portal. He was going to look at his next destination in college basketball and figure out, you know, where he could advance his career to ultimately get to the NBA. Well, he's kind of skipped that because Bronny James has declared himself draft eligible for the 2024 draft. Yeah, that's right. LeBron James' son could enter into the NBA draft in June, or he could return to college. And how could this be so? Well, years ago, it was either or. You're either in or you're out. You either declare for the draft and you are no longer an amateur, or you stay in school. Well, to give players in college a better opportunity, they relaxed the rules. They pretty much said you can declare yourself for the draft in a smaller window with still maintaining college eligibility, and then you can go back into school, which I think is pretty fair. So Bronny James will have an opportunity to work out with teams, get an honest assessment and evaluation, and then afterwards, Bronny James could say, okay, nobody in the NBA wants me, and so I'm going to go back to college. Now, do I think that's going to be the case? Eh, I don't think so. If Bronny James goes into the NBA draft, somebody is going to get him with the hope that they can attract, guess who? LeBron. Or Bronny James could end up on the bench of the Los Angeles Lakers. This is a massive catch-22. I think that Bronny James is going to stay in college unless Bronny James is on the Lakers, or I don't know, where else would LeBron want to go? This is an interesting story that we've gotten. I've been thinking about this for like the past 2 to 3 years, and the day, the year at least, has finally come. I mean, damn it, it was only last year. LeBron told everybody, I want to play with my son before I retire. This is what he told ESPN.
What do you need to do in your career before you can hang it up?
I need to be on the floor with my boy. I got to be on the floor with Bronny. That would be ideal for sure. Being with him, spending a full year with him in the same uniform, that would be the icing on the cake.
A full year? The same uniform? Whoa, it's not even him on the opposition. Now, LeBron James has kind of chilled out on that set. Unfortunately, his son had a cardiac arrest. Bronny was only averaging about 6 points, 5 points, throughout the course of USC season when he did return. And thank God he was able to return. And some things are bigger than basketball, like being alive. And so now he has to kind of restart. He didn't get a full college basketball experience. And so what does he do? You just heard LeBron. I don't think he can say whatever he wants. He wants to play with his son. Is he stunting his son's growth? I know, let's be real. A big part of why Bronny is even looked at this way is because he's LeBron's kid. And yeah, he's worked. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in a position. If he was just a scrub, he wouldn't be entertained. But let's be real. Why is Bronny in this position? Because of his dad. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's called nepotism. Happens all the damn time. Look around the world, people. What's best for Bronny James? Should he, I don't know, go to Duquesne? Should he team up with one of his dad's former teammates at Coach? Does he go to another school? Does Bronny go to Ohio? I mean, what's next for Bronny James? A matter of fact, what's best for Bronny James? I think what's best for Bronny James, unfortunately, has nothing to do with LeBron. Bronny James should probably go back to school. As a basketball player, he is probably best served with going back to school, showing off for a year, improving, playing basketball for a full year, and then going into the NBA. But what do I know? Maybe if I'm LeBron, maybe LeBron says, well, I'm the best teacher. He'll learn best by playing with me, practicing with me. Is Bronny going to see time in the NBA next year? I doubt it. Is he going to be respected in the NBA next year? Well, I think he'd have to earn it. And if he has to go through all of that, this might be a disaster. I mean, are we looking at Bronny James having a 10-year career? Is Bronny James going to average, I don't know, 10 points and 4 assists? Is he going to be the first point guard off the bench? I don't know. Would he even be in the NBA if his dad wasn't LeBron? The answer's probably no. It was only a couple days ago LeBron James sat on his bench, sat on his stool, and pretty much said, listen, Bronny is the one who has a decision to make about what he does next. Is it the transfer portal? That's his decision, not mine. Listen to LeBron.
But at the end of the day, Bronny's his own man. He has some tough decisions to make. Yeah. And when he's ready to make those decisions, he'll let us all know. But as his family, we're going to support whatever he does.
This is a tricky one. What is Bronny going to do on the Lakers bench? And is LeBron James really going to leave the Los Angeles Lakers if Bronny ends up on, I don't know, San Antonio? Maybe, I don't know. Is he going to trust Wembanyama? I don't think so. I don't know. You already got Anthony Davis. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Robbie is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sportbre Show. What's up, Robbie?
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, quick question before you give me a thought.
Go for it.
What do you think Bronny James should do? Stay in college or go to the draft?
I thought about that. When I heard all the news and then heard Ron's interview, of course. Long term career for sure. Stay in college, get better. Improve his draft stock. And then enjoy college, of course, too, and then go pro. I think is a long term positive to the latter. But if you're trying to play with your dad, man, come on, just the opportunity to play with your dad, I think would be absolutely incredible. I mean, I know my dad was a 2-sport college athlete. I played receiver up at University of North Alabama. He played baseball and football up there, man, and just I can only imagine what it would be like to play with my dad. You know what?
That is an excellent point that you brought up. I'm thinking about this strictly as basketball, but the idea of playing on a team with your dad is it has to be nuts, the same way that there's a lure for LeBron to play with his son. Right. So, hey, excellent point, Robbie.
No, absolutely. And I think, too, man, obviously they're a very wealthy family, man. They're doing Space Jam movies, and things like that, so money ain't a factor, to check that off the list and to be able to tell Bronny be able to tell his future son, a future daughter, man, I got to play with your granddad. Come on. That's just
hell of a story. We haven't seen a lot of it in North American sports. 855-212-4CBS. Robbie, you had another point. What else is on your mind?
Yeah. So I was you were on the mascot topic earlier, and speaking of me playing at the University of North Alabama, Roar Lions. We are actually the only campus in the nation that has a live lion on it named Leo.
God. Oh, my God. Yes. In Birmingham, down the road from me?
No, well, actually, it's in Florence. It's about 2 hours northwest of here. So
what did what does the lion do? Is it there for research purposes? what does it do?
Well, no, man. So, I mean, it's just, it's a little exhibit. I mean, he's living pretty well down there. It's kind of crazy, for incoming freshmen or transfer students that aren't used to Leo. I mean, I grew up in Florence, so we grew up taking field trips to see him. And then we actually had a female named Una for a little while. And unfortunately, she got older and she passed. And now it's just Leo. But you'd be in class taking an exam. We could have the windows up, man, in the building next to it, and all of a sudden, you're so focused on that test, or I might have been sleeping, I don't know. But, and then all of a sudden you hear Leo roar, bro. I mean, it's awesome, man.
Yeah, cool. Well, I don't know if it's awesome for that line. Hey, Robbie, thank you for calling from Birmingham.
Thanks, bro.
No problem. Hickey, could you imagine being the only one of your species just in a solitary state like that?
No, yeah, I think I would go insane.
Not that I don't know that. Are they of the higher intelligence? Probably not. Do they even realize that they're alone? Maybe they feel that they're alone, but maybe they don't know. Like animals have feelings, right? They got feelings.
According to PETA, they got feelings.
Yeah, PETA. I saw one of these posts. I don't know if it was real or fake. It was of a lady who lives in a neighborhood, and she says she goes jogging through the neighborhood in like the summertime, and she gets upset at the people who are grilling in the neighborhood, and she wants them to instead grill inside the house to be respectful for her so she doesn't have to smell the animals being cooked outside.
That's, I would say it's a real story because there are 100% people that are that wacky.
There's a lady somewhere right now who's complaining about the people barbecuing in the town, right?
There's always one. One that's going to complain.
Yeah, no one.
That's a new one, though. I will say that's a new one.
Yeah, go inside, cook your meat inside. So be respectful to the neighbors. We don't want to smell you cooking the meat next door. I'm a vegan. It is wild stuff. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. The phone lines are open. I want to get Hickey's thoughts on what Bronny James should do. We have a little bit more insight as to what might have gone on between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. And then also we'll give you an update on South Carolina and North Carolina State. It's the JR Sportbrief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, man, South Carolina is going. A 21-5 run. South Carolina is now starting to whoop North Carolina State. 53-36. It's about 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in the third quarter. At halftime, there was only a one-point difference. 32-31, South Carolina led at the time. And right now they lead 55-36. Camilo Cardoza is out there. 22 points, 11 rebounds. I know she had to leave a few seconds before the first half concluded. She doesn't show any type of wear when it comes to whatever her lower leg injury is. South Carolina up by almost 20 points at this point in time. Hey, Hickey, this game is going to be done in what? Like, let's just say a realistic 30 minutes?
Probably. I mean, considering when you're up by 20, fourth quarters more, dribble it out, not going to be fouls at the end. Maybe, you know, got to get commercials in, of course, and I'm sure they're extended. I would say I'll go 40 minutes.
40? I'd say go to
maybe that's extreme.
If I was sitting in there, I'd say go to the bathroom. It's over. It's done. South Carolina won. This is cooked. My apologies to all my folks at North Carolina State, but they're done. Speaking of done, we talked about Bronny James before the break. He is opening himself up and declaring himself eligible for the NBA draft while still leaving the door ajar to return to college basketball and enter into the transfer portal. So this is a chance for him to be evaluated. And, you know, kind of see where he could go and get some feedback on his draft standing. And if it's not high or if it's not known that he's absolutely going to the Lakers, well, damn it, he could just turn around and just go to another team. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hickey. What do you think Bronny should do? Should he stick in college? Should he go to the league to play with his dad? What do you think?
What he should do is absolutely go back to college. Whether I couldn't tell you right now the best program for his development, but he's got to get minutes. He needs to go to a program where he can start. He's got to develop. He's got to be better in every aspect. And if you want to chase the money, like he'll get drafted, right? Like you said before, just the allure of maybe getting LeBron James to town or the Lakers just LeBron forcing them to draft his son, he will get drafted or picked up by a team if he goes in the draft, no problem. And he'll have money based on, you know, what you'll get by being a draft pick. But he's never going to play. Yeah. He's never going to see the court. And then when LeBron retires in, what, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whenever it is, if you're the team that has him,
you're done.
Right. You're not going to play him. It's not going to develop.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's what's the long game? Because, I mean, he if he wants, he can play the long game. And I don't know if it's a matter of ego or being in the situation. You would have to think, you have to think that they know this, that they are aware. But there's also a small element that would say, hey, I'm LeBron's son. LeBron is my dad. I'm going to have a leg up to stay in the NBA, even when my dad is gone. And then also, hey, and how am I going to develop? Maybe I can develop just by being under my dad every day, which is, that also was a unique situation. So this is wild, but I would subscribe to what you said. Play in college. Get the burn there, boost it up. At least do a year and then play with your father. LeBron James has an opt-out, or an opt-in, I should say. He can opt in to playing with the Los Angeles Lakers for one more season. At maximum, I believe he can tack on 3 years, given his age, and that's it. So there's nothing stopping LeBron James from, A, retiring, hanging it up, and then also saying, well, I'll be here for two more years. So go to college and then come to the Lakers. So that might be the long game. But outside of all of that, regardless of what happens, he needs to play. He needs to play basketball. See what happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We already know Stephon Diggs. We know what happened with him in Buffalo. He didn't leave. They traded him. And now he's a member of the Houston Texans. Well, now that we've gotten the aftermath, we've learned a few more things about his relationship with Josh Allen. Apparently, it wasn't as much as roses as they said it was. I'll explain. You'll hear an explanation on the other side of the break. A lot of smoke and mirrors, folks. NFL, never honest. It's like a lot of businesses. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, how the hell are they almost with this? This game is almost over already?
Yeah, I think your time prediction is going to be spot on there. And it still may be finished before, what did you say, 30 minutes? Like 10 minutes ago? We have 20 minutes left in your prediction, top of the hour exactly. It's going to finish probably before that.
South Carolina is smacking around North Carolina State. The score is 60. What is it now? 70? Let's see. Oh, no. 67-45. Is a little less than 7 minutes to go in the game. South Carolina is about to go 37-0. And what? 29-6? South Carolina outscored North Carolina State in the third quarter. 29-6. It was 32-31 at halftime. Just wild stuff. South Carolina is on its way to a championship game. Yeah, it's wild stuff. Speaking of that, there's another wild performance that has actually taken place tonight in the NBA. Not that anyone is rushing to see Brandon Miller. Why would you? I don't think there's a good reason to. Charlotte Hornets suck. Brandon Miller was perfect in the first half of the game tonight. The Charlotte Hornets are hosting the Orlando Magic as of this second, this minute. It's 87-70. 87-72, about a second left in the third quarter. Brandon Miller, in the first half, had 26 points. He was 5 of 5 from 3. He was 10 of 10 from the field overall. And he missed a field goal and had one free throw. So in the third quarter, he had 1 point. There you have it. What a way to start things off. Shout-outs to him. He may have to be the superstar for the Charlotte Hornets because LaMelo Ball, according to his father, plays in them raggedy shoes, and that's why he has all of these ankle injuries. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Earlier in the show, We had a conversation. A matter of fact, last hour, we had a conversation with Bryant McFadden, a two-time Super Bowl winner with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now he's an NFL analyst for CBS Sports HQ. And we talked about the trade of Stephon Diggs from Buffalo to the Houston Texans. And yes, the Texans roster is just stacked right now. And the fact that they've basically done this in 2 years is admirable. And so now we got to just see what they do when push comes to shove and they're expected to go to an AFC championship game. We'll find out sooner than later. But when it comes to the deterioration of just overall the relationship between Stephon Diggs and the Buffalo Bills, the writing has been on the wall for the better part of 2 years. I mean, just so many messages and tweets about not leaving or leaving or staying or being where he's wanted. Even his brother sending out messages about, hey, he needs to go elsewhere. And Stephon Diggs never hit a hard button to say, I want to be here. I want to stay here. I want to win here. I don't want to go anywhere else. He was just there's a lot of apathy to it. Well, we got a few more details. And let me remind you of this. It was only last year in June before training camp when Stephon Diggs and the team talked about him not attending minicamp and that losing in the playoffs the season prior was just water under the bridge and that they're all getting along and everything is happy and they're going to turn things around. Do you remember this from June? Josh Allen, in defending his wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, he told everybody that he loves the man, remember?
Oh, I know internally we're working on some things, not football related, but you know, Steph, he's my guy. I love him. He's a brother of mine. You know, this does not work what we're doing here without him. You know, we wish he was in here today and was out there on the field with us, and that's not the case, but I've got his back no matter what. I've got no doubts that we will figure out what's going on, and I freaking love him. I can't stress that enough. You know, there's things that I could do better, and you know, to help out with this process and try to get him back here and you know, be the Buffalo Bills that he's meant to be.
Everything is fun until you get punched in the mouth, right? Well, that's what happened with the Buffalo Bills. Remember the first game of the season? Thursday night football? Aaron Rodgers making, it was Monday night, right? Monday night football, right?
Monday night football, September 11th.
Monday night football, September 11th. Aaron Rodgers had four plays, and so he went down. And somehow, some way, and thank you, Tashaun Gibson, the New York Jets beat the Buffalo Bills. With Aaron Rodgers going down, the Jets won 22-16 in overtime. That game, Josh Allen threw three interceptions. And it's been reported after the game, you know, while other players are trying to console him and tell him, hey, man, just it's okay. We'll be okay. We'll be fine. It's just one game. Well, it appears that Stephon Diggs had some other comments for his quarterback after one game. I want you to listen to Tim Graham from the Tim Graham and Friends podcast. He pretty much said that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, after they lost to the Jets, the blank, blank Jets, that they had a beef.
In the locker room after the game, and Josh Allen was sitting there in full uniform with Kyle Allen trying to console him, and a stream of players coming up, patting him on the back, dapping him up, saying, hey, you know, we'll get him next time, man. As I recall, I didn't include it because I didn't know what Stephon Diggs said to him, but Josh Allen snapped at him, and he said, it's one f***ing game. And kind of motioned like, I'm not talking to you here. And Diggs walked away and Josh was sat there. He didn't snap at anybody else. A stream of players were coming over, you know, popping him on the shoulder pads, I think, or back patting him on the back or, you know, whatever. Like I said, dapping him up. Hey, man, we'll get him next week. And whatever Stephon Diggs said to him, Josh Allen wasn't having it. And Stephon Diggs clearly in that moment, and it happened so quickly, would lead maybe one to believe on the regular was getting under Josh Allen's skin.
Oh, man. This is good stuff, right? Love a good quarterback wide receiver beef. This is the stuff that dreams are made of. And we saw the Buffalo Bills won themselves 11 games, went into the playoffs again. What else is new? Went to the playoffs. And then ultimately, they lost. The Kansas City Chiefs beat them again. And as the season went on, Stephon Diggs was pretty much just pushed to the outskirts. Devin McCourty, a former defensive back for the New England Patriots, said, in a looking at film study, it was like the Buffalo Bills were trying to win and prove that they did not need him to win. And so, yeah, the writing was on the wall that this was going to be over. And by the way, after they beat the New York Jets, or excuse me, after they lost to the New York Jets, they won the next three games. They started the season 3-1. But Stephon Diggs, he was phased out. This is just the life of an NFL wide receiver. And now he's going to be down in Houston, Texas. I'm sure you've heard by now they have adjusted his contract. It was initially supposed to have ended in 2027. He's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. So every and anybody who had a fear of Stephon Diggs showing up into the young Houston Texans locker room and being some type of wide receiver, diva, cancer, fill in the blank, whatever, whatever, you don't got to worry about that. Because he's here today, he's here this year, he's getting paid, and then he's gone. It's as simple as that. It's over. It's curtains. And he'll have an opportunity to kind of sign on wherever he wants to. And what will next year be his age 32 season? He turns 31 later on this year. You think Stephon Diggs is going to get that next big contract? I doubt it. I mean, even if he ends this season in Houston with 1,000 yards receiving, 1,100 yards, and 10 touchdowns, I'm not trusting to give this guy more than a 2-year deal with an exit. Maybe somebody forces him or gets pushed into giving 3, but what idiot is doing that? I don't know. Maybe the Browns are still handing out contracts. Maybe Cincinnati, after they get rid of T. Higgins, they want to get Jamar Chase a teammate. Hey, Hickey, maybe your squad, maybe the Colts want somebody, right?
Yeah, just what they need. Someone to yell at the quarterback. As they're trying to, you know, nurture Anthony Richardson, just exactly what he needs, a receiver in his face. Throw me the ball. I'm open.
Do you feel good about Anthony Richardson? I have no faith that he's going to work out down there. Zero. None.
I feel good from what I've seen on the field. I'm nervous about his ability to stay healthy. I don't want to get crazy. I'm really hoping not to sound like a homer here.
Right.
I do think some of the injuries were fluky. I don't think he's injury prone. I think he just had bad luck.
The way that he plays is not fluky. He is a very, very aggressive. He's a very aggressive player. There's no other way to do this.
And I'm hoping, unfortunately, having to learn the hard way of what happens when you do play aggressive and not take care of your body, stuff like this happens. I'm hoping that teaches him sliding's okay. Hopefully.
Did he not say that he's going to play the same way? He said that, right? Or did I make that? I feel like he said he's not going to change the way he plays.
I want him to play the same. I don't want him to take the aggression out and be more conservative, but it's like playing smarter, not harder. That's all. You can still be aggressive, and then right before a linebacker is about to drill you in the shoulder, fall down. Go out of bounds. Slide.
I don't know. He approaches the game like he's like Cam Newton. To me, he is a more, it sounds crazy to say, but he's a more athletic Cam Newton. And Cam Newton decided to just run and bulldoze his way through everybody. And he paid for it by the time he got into his late 20s. And Anthony Richardson, is he even going to get there? I don't know, man. And they're pretty much almost the same size. I think Anthony Richardson might be shorter. He's stockier, and he might even have more of a bulldozer mentality than Cam. I don't know, Hickey.
I mean, I saw Andrew Luck. He had now obviously less athletic, but a similar aggressive mindset. Obviously, that did not work out.
Yeah, he scrambled a lot, but he passed.
His thing was, oh, I could run out of bounds. I'm going to lower my shoulder for 2 or 3 extra yards. He didn't know how to slide.
But he was also less athletic than these two guys here. And I don't. When you get all the juke in, and then you throw the juke in into the drop in the shoulder and moving people out the way, I see Anthony Richardson, and I put it to you this way. If I was an insurance adjuster, I'd be looking at him going, nah, bruh, nope. because I'm going to have to pay. I'm going to have to pay you. You don't know how to stay healthy. I'm going to have to pay you. I'd be avoiding him like everything in me. And good luck to the Colts. Where do you think they're going to finish this year?
Realistically, second place. I don't think, though, the division is out of the question.
I just want to know how long it's going to take before Joe Flacco actually play. They're paying a backup quarterback $8 million.
He's elite.
An elite backup?
He's elite quarterback, period. Backup starter, elite.
Joe Flacco is going to work every day saying to himself, all right, is today going to be today? Because it's coming. It's like Santa Claus. It's not even like Santa Claus. Joe Flacco playing this year is like the IRS in death. It's coming for you. That's it. Joe Flacco is going to play this year because Anthony Richardson, I'd be shocked. Hickey, how many games? 13 games?
I mean, look, after he only finished one, I will sign up for 13 games right now.
13 games. Shout-outs to Joe Flacco. Shout outs to Anthony Richardson. And congratulations again to the Houston Texans. Yeah, they're A1 down in that AFC South. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This game is almost over. South Carolina smacking North Carolina State 74-55. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll update you on the other side. Don't move.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.